Sam Levitt here on the Padres Radio Network as we get ready for today's game. And right now I'm joined by the Phillies' Bryce Harper. Bryce, appreciate the time very much. How would you sum up your season so far for both you and the ball club?
Yeah, I felt great. I think obviously it's early in the season and just trying to stay the course. And you play 162, you play full season for a reason, and just trying to stay the course best I can. Hit balls hard and play good defense and, get to where I need to be by the end. And obviously as a team, started out slow. Big changes came, and now I think we played some pretty good baseball. Coming into our own a little bit, our starting pitching has been incredible for us. And I've always said starting pitching wins championships. And I think being able to have guys like Wills and Lizardo and Sanchi, Nola threw the ball great last night. Just guys that come out and do their job each night really helps us out to win ball games.
You mentioned staying the course. You've had such a great career. You've been around this game for a really long time now. What have you learned about that over the course of your career, no matter what the ups and downs are over the course of 162, about staying the course and, I guess, trusting your process?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've grown into that a little bit. I think coming into the game at such a young age, you try to change or do this or do that just to be able to, make sure you're playing well and doing things good for your team. But at the same time, growing into that and understanding you're going to go through some highs and lows in the game and making sure that you're playing those 162, making sure you're getting out there every day and working what you need to work on and, grind when you need to and not get too high, not get too low and, get interested into winning, get interested into winning, get interested into your teammates, making sure that those guys are on your mind, because I think when your mind's away from yourself, you start playing better and you start realizing winning's more important than anything you can do. So I think just trying to stay the course best you can and not get too high, not get too low.
When I think about guys staying the course, I immediately think of somebody the Padres have, and that's Manny Machado. It just seems like every year, no matter what, you look up at the end of the year and Manny has his numbers. Obviously, you have a unique connection to Manny. Same draft in 2010. You were first overall. He was third overall. What's it been like to watch Manny from afar, play against him, and have that sort of unique connection being a part of the same draft class?
Yeah, every time I watch him play, man, it's always fun. I love the way Manny is. I love the person he is, the quality of person he is. I mean, he goes out there, he plays such great defense.
Yeah.
Like you said, when you look up there at the end of the year, you know exactly what his numbers are going to be. The baseball card is so true with what he does. And I love seeing him have success. I love seeing him, do the things and being able to pick a place like San Diego. I'm glad he was able to do that and be here. So, just super excited for him to, be able to have a great year this year. And, he's had such a great career. It's been so much fun to watch. Again, one of the best gloves I've ever seen at third base, amateur-wise and big league-wise. So just always fun to watch him play and see him as well.
Bryce, when we talk about the great players of this game, yourself included, Manny included, what are the common traits that you notice about the true all-time greats in this game as far as how they play, how they go about their business?
Yeah, just trusting yourself, right? Just trusting in your ability no matter what. trusting in the process, too, of, hey, some days you're going to feel good, some days you're not, but you're still the same guy. You still have the same number and the same name on the back of your jersey. And I think that's the biggest thing, just understanding who you are, understanding that you're really good in this game, and doesn't matter, what you do one day, you got to flush it, come back the next day and play. And I think that's the greatest thing about our game, too, is you can have the worst day ever yesterday, and then you come back today and you get to play again. So, what an opportunity to be able to do that. And I think, being able to try to just do that each day is huge for all of us.
We're joined by the Phillies' Bryce Harper here on the Padres Radio Network before today's game. Bryce, when you think about your career, I want to throw it all the way back, being a high school kid going to college early, you're the number one overall pick. You were, as you know, one of the biggest prospects we've ever had in this game as far as attention and what was expected of you. When you reflect back on the 17-year-old version of Bryce Harper and that period of your life and coming up with the Nationals, how do you view it now in your early 30s?
Yeah, a lot of those guys over there right now with with the Padres, from Craig Stammen to Randy Nohr to Bobby and, you know, Steven Souza, they all saw that. You know, they all played with me, and, you know, I think, you know, those, you know, a couple guys coached me and then played with a couple of those guys. So they saw it and they understood it. But obviously taking good and bad from each, you know, each opportunity. You know, obviously you're going to grow through the game. You're going to grow in life on the field, off the field. I got four kids now. You know, I got an amazing, beautiful wife that keeps it held down at home. And, you know, just understanding that I can take really good traits from, you know, that 17-year-old and, you know, never lose that fire, never lose that passion. But also I can learn from that 17-year-old as well and, you know, understand what I need to do on a daily basis. So I think there is good and bad when it comes to, you know, that type of stuff, being able to learn and be able to grow. Obviously, you're not the same person you were when you were 17. So I just grew up in a way that you know, was in front of everybody, right? So you know, I had to learn in front of everybody as well. So it was always tough, but also I enjoyed, you know, each moment, and I'm glad I went through the things I did, and, you know, was able to learn and grow from those moments as well.
You also came up alongside another huge prospect in right-hander Steven Strasburg, who obviously has a connection here to San Diego with San Diego State. What was that aspect like, coming up alongside, you know, another huge prospect where the expectations were sky high?
Yeah, I mean, the Nats had the pick 1-1, you know, back-to-back years, and obviously Strauss goes 1-1, and then I go 1-1 the next year. You know, Strauss, man, one of the best changeups I've ever seen, one of the greatest runs I've ever seen in 2019 postseason, the way he kind of carried that team into, you know, the World Series and eventually winning it. But, you know, he had a tough road too, man. He, you know, obviously injuries and things like that, and had to kind of come into his own a little bit. It was tough for him, and, you know, I love Strasburg as a person, loved him as a player, teammate, everything. He, you know, one of the better guys I've ever been around in the game, and just so sad for, you know, what happened to him, you know, being able to kind of get hurt, not be able to come back. But I know he's coaching now too, so he's enjoying that. But I think the biggest thing for him too is young guys should be able to, you know, be able to pick his brain a little bit, understand what he's gone through, understand, you know, the highs and lows of his career as well. And what a great person to kind of be around and learn from him. And I'm happy that he's coaching, because he's going to, you know, be able to mold some really good minds.
We're joined by the Phillies' Bryce Harper here on the Padres Radio Network. You mentioned Craig Stammen, one of your early teammates in this game. What was your reaction when Craig got the job in San Diego? And what do you remember about Craig, the teammate?
Yeah, I think obviously I had no idea what was going on in San Diego, right? So I don't think anybody really thought Stammer was going to have that opportunity, but he is such a manager mind. He's so smart. He's, you know, obviously, you know, relief pitcher. Understanding the bullpen is huge, and understanding pitching is huge also. So being able to kind of, you know those moments, know those situations, I think Stammer, you know, is a perfect guy for that job. You know, I think, you know, he was just such a good teammate, you know, always had everybody's back, and he's a bulldog out of that bullpen too. You know, always threw that sinker, and everybody always grounded out or, you know, flew out. I mean, he just, nobody ever talked about him really, you know. It was just kind of like, hey, Stammen's coming in, here we go. And, you know, he was never high, never too low, just very even keel in his demeanor. And it was always fun to see him pitch, because he just kind of just came in, threw that sinker, and kind of got guys out, and here we go. So he was a great sixth inning, seventh inning guy for us. You know, we had Clippard and Storn at that time. So, you know, I think we sandwiched in like Sean Burnett too, with like a lefty pocket. So I think those four guys in our bullpen that year were, you know, really good, and just a lot of fun to be around.
Bryce, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much for the conversation, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
I appreciate you. Thank you.